Have you ever betrayed someone or had someone betray you? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. A few years ago, I betrayed the trust of one of my closest friends in a very cruel way. And to this day, I still cringe when I remember my actions, even though I've apologized and we've talked about it. Have you ever done something like that still keeps you up at night? Or have you had someone betray you? I've also had people hurt me. I had a mentoring relationship that soured in a way that planted some pretty unhealthy seeds in my heart. And over a year later, I'm still working with the Lord to restore my heart and my mind a little bit every day. And that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Opportunities for Forgiveness by Mary Schilling. When Joseph was 17 years old, his brothers wanted to kill him. So they threw him into a pit, then sat down and ate lunch. After lunch, they pulled him out of the pit and sold him into slavery instead. Then later, the wife of Joseph's new Egyptian slave owner tried to have sex with Joseph and he refused. Her vengeance landed him in prison, where he remained for years. But eventually, Joseph became an important leader of Egypt, second only to Pharaoh. Because God was blessing Joseph, he was able to save nations from starvation during a huge famine. Joseph's slavery and imprisonment led to countless lives being saved, including his own family. He was even reunited with his brothers, and he forgave their wrongdoing against him. In a similar way, Jesus Christ came to earth as a human to love and forgive us. Though he is God, the Son, he willingly took the position of a servant, as we read in Philippians 2:5-11. He healed people who were blind and deaf, made those who were lame walk, and fed the crowds. Yet, he was beaten, mocked, and crucified. Jesus suffered horrible circumstances, ultimately enduring the cross to die for our sins. Jesus willingly paid that price so that we could be freed from our sin and receive his forgiveness. By his death and resurrection, countless people are being saved. God's love overcomes evil. Joseph endured great pain through the wrongdoing of his brothers, yet God used bad circumstances for good. Perhaps God used the trouble in Joseph's life to mature him into a man who could forgive his brothers. Forgiveness is possible because God has extended his forgiveness to each of us through Jesus. Even on the cross, Jesus asked God the Father to pardon those who crucified him, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." We too can receive this amazing and complete freedom in Christ. Perhaps you are in a painful position because others have wronged you. The middle of a difficult place can sometimes be where God helps us learn, mature, and grow. Hardships can open opportunities for God to do great things. His forgiveness heals all. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. God can use any situation to help us grow, both good situations and bad ones. What are some ways you have seen God use situations in your life to help you grow? If you know Jesus, his Holy Spirit lives in you, empowering you to forgive people who have sinned against you. Consider spending some time in prayer, asking God to help you notice any unforgiveness lingering in your heart and lay it down at his feet. As you and I can read in Genesis 50, verse 20, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis 37, 18 through 28, as well as Genesis 50, 19 through 21, and Romans 8, 28, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Easter is coming March 31st, 2024. Check out our Easter reading plan to connect with the story of Christ this year. You can find them now on the Unlocked app, available on your App Store. Also, be sure to join back for tomorrow's devotional about dying Easter eggs with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.